here with Ryan. And Riley, we got to say, first of all, congratulations to you. You recently got your sixth number one song with Ella Langley here on the show. Don't mind if I do. What a way to wrap up 2025. I'm curious, though, what goals you have on your radar as we move forward here into this new year?
I don't know that I've really set any yet. There's certainly some things I could do better. But in the same sense, it's been a pretty good year. You know, I think my big goal is going to be to carve out a little more time to spend at home and hang out with the family a little bit, maybe get in the woods. I've been real busy this year, and I certainly don't want it to slow down, but I wouldn't mind having a little bit of a break every once in a while.
What's one bad habit you'd like to kick that you're like, God, I can't believe I still do that?
Probably not answering my phone, but I don't think I'm going to kick that.
I know. It's tough, man. They're addicting.
I've gotten to a place where my phone is basically like a pager. So people, you call me, it's fine, but if you text me and let me know what you want, then I decide if I want to call you back or not. You know, calls are kind of pointless. I don't really answer any of those.
I'm Ryan Fox, hanging this weekend on ACC with one of our good buddies, Riley Green. 3 CMA Awards back in November for Single of the Year, Song of the Year, and Music Video of the Year. It's You Look Like You Love Me. And man, I haven't had a chance to talk to you since that night. Congratulations.
Appreciate it, man. Yeah, I've been going to those award shows long enough to know that doesn't happen very often. Nights like that.
Do you remember the first time you ever went to the CMAs? And where were your seats? Were they in the rafters?
I never went until I was signed to a record label, but they certainly didn't put me in the front. Okay. You know, I was way back in the back, and I still kind of have that feeling, but I felt like I was lucky I slipped in the back door somehow. I wasn't supposed to be in there. And, you know, now they let me perform, and you got to go on stage and accept a couple of awards. It's a pretty big deal.
Here with Riley Green on American Country Countdown, won 3 awards at this year's CMAs. Now, for those that don't know, when you win a CMA award, and this may have changed, do they give you the award right then, or do they send it to you later?
They send it to you later. Yeah, they don't let you leave with it that night. I think because they're glass.
Yeah.
They probably think we'll lose them or drop them and break them or something since we're drinking and celebrating. So they send them to us. Probably smart.
What's it like when you get that in the mail and you open that thing up?
I mean, it's really, it kind of sinks in when you get your hands on it, you know, and you get to put it up at your house on a shelf somewhere and walk by and kind of remind yourself looking at it that you achieve something that not a lot of people achieve, and then also something that nobody can ever take away from you.
Where's the spot for a CMA award in your house?
I've got a room upstairs. It's like I've got my plaques and guitars and everything, and I kind of use it as a writing room.
Yeah.
And I've got an ACM award.
And now all those CMA awards? Yeah.
So there's a whole shelf. And then the only other thing on the shelf is these WW whatever wrestling belts that have my picture on them that people give me whenever I sell out a venue.
Hanging with Riley Green on this weekend show. And Riley, there's a video that's going viral right now of a very interesting object being thrown on stage at you while you're playing. It's actually a giant pair of underwear. Now, have you ever gotten hurt by something like this been flung your way? Have you lost equipment? I'm just very curious.
No, I explain it to all my bandmates every night. If you get hit with underwear, it's on you. I'm not paying for anything. That kind of thing happens a lot, but those are the biggest underwear I've ever seen thrown.
Exactly. They were large.
And I didn't turn them so you could see it because I didn't want the person's phone number to get out on the internet, but it was their phone number was on the back.
Oh, they had written their phone number on the underwear.
Yeah, like embroidered on there. You know, they put a lot of work into it. what do you do?
It's Ryan hanging this weekend with Riley Green. I want to talk to you about Justin here in just a second, Riley, because I know you guys are going out on your Cowboy As It Gets tour this year together. But I did want to ask you about this. You were telling me that when you wrote Don't Mind If I Do, your massive hit with Ella Langley, when you were writing that song, it all started with the title before anything else. Is that the way you normally write songs?
Most of the time. I mean, sometimes you'll kind of hum something and a melody will stay with you for a while until you write that song. But most of the time, it's got to be an idea that I really like, you know?
Here with Riley Green on American Country Countdown, I noticed that you are touring with Justin Moore this year. You guys are touring together. How big a fan are you of Justin's?
Justin Moore, I'm a huge fan of Justin. I've loved his music for years, and we've got to be friends. And, you know, he can play 60 minutes of nothing but hits. you know, which is a crazy thing. So right. I'm extremely excited about having him out on the road with me.
He'd be a good hunting buddy, I would think.
He would. I think he does a little hunting himself. Him being from Arkansas, he's got to do a little bit of duck hunting.
Not too long ago, you went deep sea fishing, and you went, it was a blue marlin that you had on the boat. What was that experience like?
It was awesome. I went down to Costa Rica for a couple of days, and I've got a buddy that does a lot of offshore fishing tournaments and that kind of stuff. And
yeah.
We went out and hooked a blue marlin, 300 pounds plus. I mean, it was all I could do, you know, to get him in. And took a while. We had to back the boat down to catch him and everything. It was it's a real fight. Like, I've never caught a fish quite like that. I've caught some pretty big fish deep sea fishing, but that one whooped me, and it was cool to get to put hands on it. You know, we didn't get it out of the water or anything. We released it there, but it was a really cool experience. Fishing's great down there.
It's Ryan Fox. Riley Greene is my special guest this weekend here on the show. All right, Riley. What's the most country thing you've done that even you thought was too country, Riley Greene?
Oh, that list is pretty long. I would say that going to trade day and setting up and selling stuff, that's a big flea market up in Northeast Alabama where I'm from.
Okay.
My dad goes up there and sells junk and buys junk. And we just asked this guy, he had a bunch of junk. I mean, I can't even tell you one thing he had. It was just a truckload of junk.
Yes.
And he's selling it for like 50 cents a piece. And I just said, how much for the whole thing? And he's like, $300. So I just bought his truck full of junk. And we just swapped it into my truck. It was now full of junk. And my dad was so excited, man. He loves to go through useless crap like that. And so, yeah, that was pretty redneck, I think.
What's more dangerous, Riley Greene, a bad breakup or a Southern woman who says, I'm fine?
The one that says I'm fine. That's the one you got to watch out about.
Yeah.
Because it's not fine.
It's not okay. Having so much fun hanging with Riley here this weekend on the show. That, Riley, was recently your sixth number one. That's incredible, man.
Yeah, it's fun. That sounds like a big deal when you have six of them. You know, I didn't realize it was six. They kind of snuck up on me.
Yeah. Do you just wake up smiling when you have a number one?
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard not to, really. I know how hard it is to get them, so I certainly appreciate it.
I heard that you're the first artist since Taylor Swift to score back-to-back solo written number one. So you have a Worst Way, Don't Mind If I Do. That's not bad company.
It's pretty good company, yeah. Taylor Swift, she's done a pretty good job with it. So I guess I'll start writing them by myself when I can.
I heard that you started writing this song, Don't Mind If I Do, writing it like a fun beer drinking song. Is that right?
Yeah, I had the title, and I think, you know, Don't Mind If I Do to me was kind of like I shouldn't, you know, have one more, but I guess I will. Don't Mind If I Do kind of thing. And it was really like a party song. And then for whatever reason, I sat down and started playing, and the melody that came to me was just a lot more, you know, laid back, and it ended up being a real kind of serious breakup song.
So that's two number ones with Ella. Does that mean at some point down the line there has to be a third collab with her?
I don't see why not. It's certainly working so far. You know, I'm not against it by any means.